and stiff arms Derek Brown. Impressive return.
Well, unfortunately, this one's not going to stand. It's a personal foul against the Ubley Bearcats at the 46-yard line. Not exactly sure on the call, as the officials are calling everything a personal foul. Not much more tonight on the evening. So this is going to be from the spot of the foul, which is apparently at the 45-yard line. Pushes Ubley back to the 40-yard line. So of the breaks that have been occurring tonight have been going in favor of the Bearcats. A 60-yard return for Derek Brown negated by a personal foul against Ubley.
I don't know about that. I think three chances on fourth down is quite a few breaks, too.
Oh, exactly.
So, but in that play specifically, Derek Brown makes an excellent play on the muffed kick, then fumbles it still to find it recovered. Unfortunately, penalty takes away all that action.
It's a handoff to Derek Brown right up the middle. Breaks free of his first two tackles. Brady Kirsch finally brings him down at the 47-yard line. We're going to say actually the 46-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Sets a second down, 4 to go for the Bearcats, 4:16 before the half.
Finally, a little bit of a tougher run there. Derek Brown gets through the line of scrimmage yet again, but the linebackers are there for Harbor Beach to swarm in and make the tackle. Brady Kirsch leading the charge there, but yet another nice run for the Bearcats as they get 6 easy yards on first down.
Ubley started this game tonight scoring and moving the ball on command. As this is a handoff to Jonathan Brandle, he has the first down across midfield into Harbor Beach territory, finally brought down at the 47-yard line by, it looks like, number 24, Cody Paxton was in on that tackle. For the Bearcats, move the chains, first and 10 inside Harbor Beach territory at the 47-yard line.
I believe you're right. It was Paxton there with his first tackle in the evening for Harbor Beach.
Ubley, the last time they allowed more than one touchdown was September 9th, week number 3, against Vassar, 54-34. Since then, it's been one touchdown apiece, and last week, a shutout in one half against Memphis, 43-0. It's a handoff right at the middle. Jonathan Brandle has room to run. No one in
and
front of him.
Gone.
At the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. A touchdown, Jonathan Brandle for the Ubley Bearcats. Breaks out from 47 yards away. Touchdown, Bearcats, now into the 30s.
And it's nothing creative, folks. It's a run right up the middle, and no Harbor Beach defender touched him there as he went right through the line of scrimmage and had one man to beat, Brady Kirsch. And there's not much you can do out there as he jukes left, goes to the right hard, and no one near him as he goes into the end zone. An impressive run and an impressive first half on the ground by this Bearcat offense.
It just took 4 plays, covering 60 yards and a minute 28 off the clock for Ubley's 4th score of the evening on 4 possessions. 3:18 before the half, it's 30-12. Ubley trying to make it 32-12. And it's a handoff close to the end zone, and he's in for the score. That would be number 23, Gregory Keller, on the carry. It's 34-12, Ubley leading by 22. On the WLDW Sports Network, 3:18 before halftime.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best Chevy Truck Month smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Like the $36,126 price after all offers for a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 double cab, standard box, four-wheel drive custom, MSRP $41,030. Lots of others to choose from on the lot during Truck Month, so pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sebring. Call 866-924-5332.
Ground game, but One thing that's very important to note is Ubley is 4-for-4 on two-point conversions, and at 2 points a crack, they've got an extra touchdown because of that, an extra 8 points because of their two-point conversion play.
Jonathan Brandel's kick is brought in at the 16-yard line by James Shelke. He's across the 30, all the way out to the 34-yard line, brought down by Cameron Peruski of the Bearcats, where Harbor Beach will take over at their own 35-yard line. 3:11 remaining in the first half, a 19-yard return for James Shelke.
Yeah, and a decent field position here for the Pirates as they start this drive down a couple scores now, actually down 20 points already. It doesn't take long when Ubley's running game is going like that, but very important that Harbor Beach puts together a nice drive here, finds the end zone before the half, and hopefully can control the clock, because you, at this point, you don't want Ubley to get the football one more time before half.
32-12, a 20-point lead for the Bearcats. Trips to the left, one to the right. Working out the right hash, and his screen to Brennan Shedd. It's complete. He's out and tackled quickly at the 38-yard line. Brought down by number 30, Anthony Sweeney, for the Bearcats. After a 4-yard reception to Shedd, second down and six, a very long six.
Harbor Beach with three receivers split left. They all take one step forward and continue their route, except for number 17, Brennan Shedd. He takes a couple steps back, opens himself up to the quarterback, an easy throw and catch, and then using those other two receivers as lead blockers, doesn't quite spring them free, but a nice gain on first down.
Three trips to the right this time, one to the left, working off the left hash. Kerr screen pass to the right. It is brought in by number 47, Robert Emming. And Ubley is again quickly to the scene and only allows another 3-yard gain, brought down by number 33, Skyler Lasoski, a junior for the Bearcats. And just, it is now third down and four for the Pirates.
Harbor Beach can't have many timeouts left, so Ubley needs to know that Harbor Beach is going to try to attack the sideline. I think Ubley knows that, which is why the screen passes shouldn't be surprising to his Clark.
Third down and four, critical for Harbor Beach to convert if they want to score one more time in this first half. It's 32-12, Bearcats by 20. A minute 45, clock continues to wind down, alternating right to left hash marks on this drive so far. Trips to the left, one to the right, same formation. Kirsch in the shotgun, and a little bit of a, this could be either a false start or an offsides, and it is indeed an offsides. Harbor Beach going with the hard count. And this stops the clock with a minute 35 and gives Harbor Beach an automatic first down.
Yeah, it looks like Darren Soule here on our end of the field. Looks like he jumped across the line of scrimmage. Quite obvious there. He's a pretty good-sized guy. Can't get back quick enough. And a free 5 yards for the Pirates and a first down.
A minute 32 now. Clock starts back up. First and 10 from their own 46-yard line. Right to left crosser radio, trailing by 20 points of the 7-0 Ubley Bearcats. Kirsch keeps it for himself, has room to run. He has the first down to the Ubley 40-yard line. Cuts back in and nearly loses it at the 33-yard line. And as he's going down with good quarterback hands, brings in his own fumble midair and gets tackled at the same time. Move the chains for the Pirates. Clock stops momentarily with 74 seconds left in the first half.
Good play call there, the read option. Ubley thinking pass the whole way. They run read option. Brady Kirsch takes it around the right side, and Nathan Keller makes what would be a touchdown-saving tackle for the Bearcats.
1 minute, 5 seconds remain. Clock cannot stop at the hands of the Pirates unless it's out of bounds or an incomplete pass. First and 10. From the Ubley 33-yard line. Kirsch to pass to his right, pump fakes. Lets this one fly to the near corner and is caught by James Shelke at the 6-yard line, where he runs out of bounds. A huge reception. They're going to mark him out at the 4. So from the 33 down to the 4, a 29-yard reception from Kirsch to Shelke gives a little more life to the Pirates with 51 seconds left in the first half.
Oh, you got to love it. It's a double move, Clark, and a risky play call, but Ubley playing back defensive, trying not to give up the big play. Brady Kirsch, it looks like a 5-yard slant route from James Shelke. Brady Kirsch sells it with a big pump fake, sells it to everybody. Then James Shelke turns on the burners down the sideline, and a perfect throw and catch to the sideline to put Harbor Beach at first and goal inside the 5-yard line.
First and goal from the Ubley 4. Harbor Beach trying to score for the third time tonight. Trips to the right, one to the left, that's Shelke. Kirsch with the keeper for himself, gets inside the 3-yard line, forces his way down into the 1-yard line. It's going to be a 3-yard gain, brought down by Skyler Lasoski of the Bearcats. Clock continues to wind down. 35 seconds left. Second down, goal to go from the less than 1 yard line.
That quarterback draw there. Design quarterback run. Brady Kirsch decides to go left. I actually thought he had more room to the right, but nonetheless, he powers it to the 1 yard line. Now, here comes the wing tee.
And it's a handoff to number 5. James Shelke gets down close to the end zone line. No word yet from the officials.